Here's what else Mark says that Jesus said. These signs will accompany those who believe in Mark chapter 16. In my name, they'll cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on sick. They will recover. Have you read that before? So it's either true or it's not. Some people say Mark wrote that after some of that stuff happened. And that's why it's in there. So that makes Mark a liar. That makes Mark saying Jesus said something that Jesus didn't say. I don't like that solution to this problem. I believe that Mark wrote what he heard Peter say Jesus said. It's the only way that that's going to work. Now, if you believe that the Bible is a fabricated document that explains a story so that you can understand the godishness, the godliness, you're falling for a huge error of modern academic treatment of Scripture called destructive higher criticism. They're destroying the Word of God by being a higher critic of the Word of God. I'm a man. I'll tell you what it means and I'll decide what it means. You should listen to me. We understand better today than those primitive people back in the first century who wrote the Bible. That's ridiculous. Don't give me anybody born in the 1800s or 1900s telling me that, oh yeah, yeah, the Scripture, nah, 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 nah. Okay? Now, they're all smarter than me. They got more degrees than me. They probably are more accomplished than me. But simply put, if you come and you sit with the Word of God and you say that's not actually the Word of God, you're just a smarty pants, and you should go sit down. You should go sit down and go to school and write a bunch of stuff with, and everybody over there can all agree with each other. But they're going to answer to God for what they've said. You have an ESV Bible in the pews. The ESV Bible will put the Gospel of Mark, the end of chapter 16, in brackets and tell you, maybe not. Or maybe you haven't noticed that yet about Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, even in the ESV Bible we have here in the pews, has a pall of doubt cast over it. Because they say, you know, this stuff, it's a little bit too, we don't think it actually fits right there. Because they found some versions of the Bible that are actually quite old. And you know how you play Chinese whispers? And the story starts over here, and then whisper, 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 you get to the other side, and the story's slightly changed. So they say, because the oldest stuff that we found is up here, it must be the truest stuff. And four manuscripts that they found don't have chapter 16 at the end in them. Four. But they're old. So modern scholarship says old is better, and since it's not in, it's in the majority text, the received text, 5,000 copies of Greek, but the four older ones don't have it, maybe it shouldn't be in there. You're out on a limb there. I'm preaching from it today because I believe it's Scripture. The people who put together like a King James Bible or a Revised Standard or a New American Standard actually dabbles in doubt as well and with regard to chapter 16. They had everything that was in front of them at the time and they put a Bible together. They made some translation errors. Modern scholarship has said, hey, let's interpret Greek more correctly. This is probably right. And so you do have more modern versions in normal language that tell you more clearly what the Bible says. But you also have this thing, this sort of worming in to the way that we look at God, calling into question these things. Mark wrote this. Many scholars, most scholars, you would have to look at it further. Figure Mark wrote in about the late 50s, right? The first century, 50, 55, 58, late 50s. Luke, they look at that more being around the early 60s. Luke doesn't mention that there was a great persecution of Christians. Luke doesn't mention that Paul was killed. So it had to be kind of before then, or he had to have some great reason for not writing it. Other people say, no, Luke wrote well after, and that's why his words of Christ are such great predictions of what would actually happen. That's a meandering part of the sermon. Here's the point of it. Jesus either said the things he said, and then they happened, or people wrote what happened after the fact and said, yeah, Jesus said that was going to happen. Which one glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, and which one is a scam perpetrated on people who ought to just come and believe? Jesus said that you're going to see a changed life in people that shows that they're different because they follow me. That you're going to see evidence of the Holy Spirit of God working in people to make the world a different place because of their witness and testimony. I want to be that kind of a person. That's why I'm preaching this kind of a sermon. And I've been honest with you in kind of dredging up some of the stuff that comes in the way that interferes with us being people who actually believe this stuff, using our brains, not falling for folklore or made-up stuff, and not listening to people who are smarter than us, who you ought to listen to, and just giving it up and going, oh, well, I guess the smart people say stuff, so I ought to believe it. Jesus Christ came not to the Pharisees or to the college professors. He came to people walking around on the street, and he said, this is true. You know this is true. And people said, I don't know what you're talking about, but I was blind and now I see. Simple. It's quite simple. That's why I believe. Who was it? Jesus. It was Jesus. He healed me. You know? And so we stand here in church today, and we're listening to the final words of Jesus Christ, who said, go tell people it's real. Tell people it's real so they believe, and so that they turn around and live a better life full of all this wonderful stuff because they're different. Not turn and believe and go work, try. Go die with the lions and being set on fire and boiled in oil. It was save them. Save them from eternity without my Father. Apart from me, with no Holy Spirit in their life, go and tell people so they'll live. That's the final message of Jesus Christ. And then after the Lord had spoken with them, he was taken up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs.